This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a $750,000 cash bond for the alleged driver in the Christmas Eve fatal hit-and-run in Waukesha County. 39-year-old Christopher Sponeholz from Wales has been charged with hit-and-run resulting in death after allegedly striking and killing Chicago tow truck driver Hussein Farhad on Christmas Eve. Sponeholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after hitting Farhad on I-94 while the victim was loading a disabled vehicle. The bag of ballots found in Madison are being called improperly processed. Almost 200 general election ballots in Madison were found to be improperly processed, prompting the mayor to order a review of the city's election procedures. The city clerk's office in Madison found the sealed bags containing unprocessed ballots during the post-election cleanup. It's reported that the votes didn't alter any election outcomes. Charges may still be coming for a Milwaukee County bus driver involved in a Christmas night accident that killed a 79-year-old man and injured another. The Milwaukee Police Department has referred the case to the District Attorney's Office, recommending charges of negligent use of a motor vehicle causing death. The DA's office hasn't yet taken action at this point. Milwaukee police say the men were fixing a car along the road near 47th and Villard Wednesday night when they were hit by the bus. A January 6th funeral in Colorado has been planned for George Petak. Racine was home to the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers' ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away this week at the age of 75. The city of Milwaukee has launched its curbside Christmas tree collection effort. The program allows people to get rid of their trees from now until January 31st. The trees have to be stripped of decorations and not placed in bags. City of Milwaukee residents can request a pickup through the city's website or mobile app. Trees will be composted after collection. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks drop one to the Nets.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets' defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jair Alexander.
No, it's a broken record asking you about Jair every day, but did you get to look at him today? And are his chances of playing this week better than last?
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee. He's limited with his knee.
Is it just not reacting like you want it to? Or?
Nah, I don't know. I'm not a medical guy. I just go by what I see and what they tell me.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the holiday face-off at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out from us from that standpoint. But for us right now, it's us getting our book of business done this week and being focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The film Gross Point Blank did not have a funny script, according to Minnie Driver. The New York Post reports that Driver, who played the lead role opposite John Cusack, said it was a consensus on the set that the script wasn't funny, so they took it upon themselves to improvise after clearing it with the studio. I wouldn't say the improvising made the film funny. Driver most likely did not get a Christmas card from the writer of Gross Point Blank. Paul Hogan's Crocodile Dundee co-star has passed away at the tender age of 90. Crocodile Heaven just welcomed one of its best actors in Bert the Crocodile, who played opposite Hogan in the charming 1980s comedy that made everyone think they could pull off an Australian accent. Bert the Crocodile died at Crocosaurus Cove, sort of like the Beverly Hills retirement home for crocodiles in Australia. Bert's acting work was commended in the Crocodile franchise, but he had trouble landing roles afterwards, probably because of either bad representation, the fact that he was never good at auditioning, or there were just not enough roles written for crocodiles. In typecasting news, actor Jared Leto will play the role of Skeletor in the new live-action film Masters of the Universe. Leto is embracing the villain role as the skeleton who is a skull-faced archenemy of He-Man. The Oscar-winning actor and star of Dallas Buyers Club has agreed to join the project alongside director Travis Knight. Cast members already in place include Alison Brie and Idris Elba. Leto embraces playing outlandish characters. MGM Amazon is the studio behind the film, which opens June 5th, 2026. There are those who don't think COVID was real. 1923 actress Danielle Vasanova is not one of them. Vasanova starred in 1923, the Yellowstone prequel, and she was one of the first people to suffer from COVID-19 long before it became widespread. The actress said she was diagnosed with strep throat, but shortly after, her organs shut down, and she died for 3 minutes. Vasanova will star opposite Michelle Pfeiffer in a new Yellowstone spinoff called Madison. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.